Previously on Hippo Juice.
I didn't complain. I was just letting you know I haven't gotten it yet.
And there it goes.
He's complaining.
He's complaining.
He basically called Dutch. Him to say, how dare you not be sending me the dick
one
pics.
Delicious dick pic on its way.
Just one?
It's in a shoe. It's sending. It's a big file because it's a big penis. And it's on its way.
I'll stay on the phone when I get it so I can open it up.
All right.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's going. It's sending. You'll get it.
Let's go to break.
Yeah, let's go to break. Coming up after the break.
Joke and jerk off.
Yeah, joke and jerk off. Coming up after the break, we're going to be... What's
jerking off.
What's the exact website again so people can follow along with us?
God!
Actually, I'm glad I got that reaction.
There it is.
Did you get it?
Jesus Christ, I'm a pony.
All right, Joel, are you going to stick around afterwards?
No.
Take critiques and picks?
No, I got to go to the business center.
So I got to go show my roommate my dick.
All right, that's coming up after the break. Stay tuned. A lot more penis talk coming up.
Anybody, guys.
Anybody wants to see my dick in a heel, just ask, bro. I'm really proud. Guy or girl, don't care.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on the interwebs. All social media platforms will be looking for that. Today is November, or as I call it, Swolvember 19th.
No, I thought we were going to call it Yesvember.
No, we're not.
Because we're sick of hearing no.
We'll talk about that today. Remind me.
Yesvember is going to have all your favorite Yes songs.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So we are live in the beautiful Hippo Juice Studios, more like radio studios.
Susu Studios.
Central Florida's Susu Studios, as it says on our wall here. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Don't call me that.
See, don't do it. John the Laser Santeri.
Pew, 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 pew.
Sean Running Waters. That's his Native American name.
You've never seen me run.
Native American name.
Name a time I run somewhere.
True. From your gay thoughts. And, of course,
my gay thoughts.
Producer Joel the Hammer Dutch Van Wingerden.
I don't like
that he has his own song. It bothers me. It makes you feel uncomfortable. So welcome to the show, guys. We hope to entertain. We bring tears of joy, maybe some sadness, because we tell stories here. We're storytellers.
Who?
I mean, I don't know. Some of us, I guess. None of us. We're going to tell fart jokes, let's be honest. And
shit in my pants story last night.
Yeah, it was really fun. For those who missed it, listen to Dutch and Royce. That's our sister show, I guess I would call it, right? The sister show?
I guess, yeah.
I mean,
sister show?
Sister.
Is Dutch sick and sounding all sexy like?
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost my voice this weekend.
Oh.
Or every weekend, whatever.
It seems like the last two I have been losing my voice.
Mm.
You've been consistently losing your voice throughout the whole winter season.
Maybe break up with less girlfriends. Maybe that'll help. So we are live. We have...
It's
Yesvember. Marie brought this up. She was listening to a...
local radio station. And I heard a local car commercial, and it sounded a little bit like a generic...
No.
Like
everywhere
this.
I go, I hear no. And it's even November. Coastal Bend, give no the bird.
Say yes to a nicer, newer...
So that's a good way to open up a car commercial, right?
Right. I feel like I'm getting attacked is what's happening.
What was that?
It's a car commercial.
It's
running
locally. I know, but like...
This particular one is the Arkansas Autoplex.
Yeah.
Yesvember car commercial.
Now, we found something out that apparently these car companies have something similar to radio business like Prep Burger, where they have the same ad, basically, the same theme, and apparently all across the country... They're running.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You know how I found out? You know how
ads.
I found out, Dutch?
Well, go ahead.
Because as I was driving my car and I heard that lovely catchphrase.
Say yes to a nicer, newer car.
I hear that and I immediately get on my phone, I go up Reaver, and I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bastion's ass so hard. No, I actually went to Facebook. I went to Facebook, and I sent to Mitch and Royce and D the staff chat that Dutchy would be in if you wanted to be in Facebook chat. I hit the record, and I quoted verbatim what I just heard.
Right.
And Mitch goes, you have those commercials too?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So they're nationwide, and yes, Seekers Dutch, we don't say no here. We only say yes here in Yesvember. Exactly. And, well, Marie, I would love to hear more of this commercial.
Okay. Say yes to more for your trade.
Say yes to the best car buying experience ever.
During my Yesvember sales event.
Badge credit is for the birds. My For the People, Everybody Drives credit approval process works to get the banks and the lenders to say yes.
I love the royalty-free Benny Hill music they're playing in the background. That may have been my favorite part of this commercial.
So what kind of cars are they selling? They didn't even say if they're like... fucking like geo trackers or freaking
doesn't
like,
matter.
Like
yes,
doesn't matter.
Martins. Yes, Vember.
It doesn't matter because they're all wearing turkey hats with little pilgrims on top of the turkey heads because it's Yes, Vember.
I get it. I see what's happening.
I don't understand.
And they're all holding picket signs.
It's gonna be heartburn.
They're all holding picket signs that say yes with two exclamation marks so that you know that it is not November.
What happened?
Hey, Royce, remember we had these commercials with, was it Lipton Used Car, and they would just pay for Haitians to stand around their lot and just smash cars with sledgehammers.
Yep. Yeah. Or that commercial here where they put the dog on the car, where it's like, hey, we're a car dealership and we also have a dog. What happened to classic commercials like this?
Hello, friend. My name is Rudy. I used to be gynecology in Cuba. Now I sell car here in America in TDN Auto Cell.
TDN Auto Cell.
How many times you've played this clip, I still have no idea what he's saying.
He says, TDM Auto Sale.
Why do you not understand that? What's wrong?
I don't know.
TDM Auto Sales. Sorry, Marie, you have more Yes, Vember? I don't mean to...
How did he
Well, it's just
the
fact that this ad is just being reused everywhere.
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 All across America.
Everywhere, as the Southern kids would say.
Look, everyone knows the very best car commercial that you will ever hear was our very own Tony Kukoc Ford selling cars. Yes.
Oh my God, please tell me we have that right up right now.
Tony Kukoc Ford this Saturday, where Mama the Clown will be giving free balloon animals and face paintings for all kids that buy automobiles. From parents that buy automobiles. That's Tony Kukoc Ford.
No, let it go, because now we have to... I need to hear the whole thing.
Can we play
it? I
got to
hear all of it.
Yeah, sure, Marie. If you put the link in the chat, I'll play it for
the visual is what kills me.
Yeah, you can do that.
Nate did a really good job on this. God, how long ago did we make this? Or you guys make this?
I will tell you right now...
3 years ago?
...that it was posted in 2011.
3 years ago. Look at John with a memory.
It was uploaded on February 27th, 2011.
Yes, February.
Hey, and come out to Tony Kukoc Ford this Saturday, where Mama the Clown will be giving free balloon animals and face paintings for all kids that buy automobiles. From parents that buy automobiles. That's Tony Kukoc Ford. Tony Kukoc Ford, we will make you MVPs. Do you want to be All-Star? Then please... get into four-door sedan now. Make sure it's Ford, and make sure it's Kukoc. Because if it's not Kukoc, you're crap. So the only traveling that you'll be doing is to me, Tony Kukoc, at Tony Kukoc Ford. I am cuckoo for Kukoc, and I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no? For every car sold, they get one cup
the hard
of milk.
Cuts. Oh, yes. I mean, that was
so
lovely.
Please, come to Tony Kukoc Ford. Don't you dare go to Michael Jordan BMW! I do not feed my children. So please, buy a Ford from me so I can pay for foods to give my children. God. Remember, at Tony Kukoc Ford, car saves you. This president
so
at Tony Kukoc Ford, you can be commander-in-chief of your own savings. Please, come this Sunday to Tony Kukoc Ford, where you can see Hall of Fame actor and comedian Yakov Smirnoff.
He's in the Hall of Fame?
Purchase new Ford Escape for only $89.95.
Time out, Tony.
That's right.
Those are flagrant savings.
Which is why the only savings you'll be making is at Tony Kukoc's Ford to make swishing hoop. That's Tony Kukoc's Ford. Home of the tallest savings.
I love that video. So goddamn much.
Ryan's delivering. Like, he's coming in and kind of like looking at the camera. Like, it's
really good. Tony.
Well, what's great is that we filmed more stuff, but this was all the stuff that we could get from Nathan.
Yeah, we filmed a lot.
We did Panther
and Panther.
Oh, yeah. Panther and Panther.
Oh, yeah. We had.
Are you guys just been a bunch of shitty commercials?
We did three costume changes.
And they were all
changes.
Great. We're great.
Is there any way you can send like the raw audio files and we can get somebody like Kevin on it?
Somebody yell at Nathan.
Not audio, I mean,
it's
video
3 years old. Where are we going to find that kind of technology?
What's that technology?
It's on a VHS tape.
Really?
Yeah, I did Panther and Panther, and then I did The Gay Explorer.
Oh, that's right, John the Gay Explorer. Remember that? That was fun.
Oh, I remember that bit.
God, we still have
I even grew out a mustache.
We still have many.
By the way, does Tony Kukoc even sound like that?
We don't know.
Does it matter?
I don't know. I've always just seen him. I've never heard
just
him.
Just assume.
We assumed we could give him a generic Middle Eastern accent or Middle European accent.
Slavic.
Yeah.
Slavic, there you go.
It'd be fine. I don't know. I still think this commercial's better.
No. Everywhere I go, I hear no. And it's even November. God. Coastal Bend. Give no the bird.
Say yes. Say yes to a nicer, newer car.
Right? Am I right, guys?
That is so bad.
I like money.
Give no the bird.
That's edgy because, like, for me, it's like, whoa, come on, guys. Everyone relax. Everybody calm down. We don't need it. The bird means the middle finger. We all know what that means.
Exactly.
All right, we're all adults here, and as good Christians, you guys, it's not what I meant.
I like that.
All right, the senior Powder Puff football team. Thank you, Sean, for this. Do you want to read this story, Sean? Powder Puff football team, Sullivan High School in Missouri, has been causing outrage on social media after images emerged. Now, do you want to guess what the images were before we say what they were? Now, me and Sean know.
Porn. Was it porn?
Senior high school Powder Puff football.
Okay, yeah. The only thing that gets people outraged these days are something either sexist or something racial. So they either run around with dildos strapped on or they're in blackface.
Well, Dutch nailed it on the head. 2 points for Dutch.
Are you serious?
They were wearing dildos and in blackface?
Oh, my God.
Yes. 2 points for Dutch.
I did not know that.
They were wearing dildos and in blackface.
No, it was blackface.
Was it blackface?
It was blackface, but the dildos are implied.
Are you sure that they weren't just putting extra paint on their face and it didn't?
Yes, in a circle around their entire face. Did they paint
their lips white?
There you go.
It's blackface.
Yeah, they look basically like Al Jolson. So
what are they doing? Like what?
Oh, they're having a good time.
What's the reasoning behind it?
The photos of the team were taken during a game last week, that began causing controversy on local Facebook networks. Local Facebook in local town and local city. Principal Jennifer Schmidt.
She's a piece of Schmidt.
Going
all day.
Yeah, I got it all day.
I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I got it all day too.
Winston!
Why are you yelling at me?
Schmidt adds that it's been common practice for the senior girls team to wear face paint during the Powderpuff football tournament, essentially as a parody of the eye black football players normally wear to decrease glare from the sun and the lights.
I thought that you were going to say as a parody of the black football players.
Yeah, to make
black
fun
people.
Of black football players.
Oh, so it was like some kind of inside joke that they just...
Right.
Okay.
According to Schmidt, in previous years, the girls have worn combinations of Pizza Hut and Taco Bell's. No, combinations of the school's colors. Oh, school African-American, guys.
That's racist.
Black and gold.
Ooh.
But when the senior girls arrived...
I say black, you say gold, black!
Gold.
Black!
Gold.
Purple.
Gold. But when the senior girls arrived prior to Yesvember 5th, game, they discovered everyone had brought the same color.
Say you're taking chances.
Okay. They discovered that everyone...
Yes, Vamber Rain.
See, I don't... Owner of a lonely heart.
They discovered everyone had brought this... If you do this the rest of November, well, the last week of November is only going to be Yes songs. They discovered everyone had brought the same color face paint, black. Schmidt gave a similar comment to the St. Louis Dispatch. I call it Louis because we're friends.
Louis. Oh, no.
Well, they're in blackface. Go. Explaining that the blackface was not intentional. Of course it wasn't.
It's never intentional.
Principal Jennifer Schmidt said in a phone interview Wednesday, why the hell are we using phones? That the face paint, when the seniors went out on the field, I thought, oh my gosh. I swear to God is what it says. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, those kids are not in blackface.
Those kids are so black.
I can't even handle their blackface right now.
I can't
you
even.
Kids better wash it off right now.
I knew they didn't mean anything by it, but in hindsight, I thought I would have made them wash it off and move on. Photos of the game.
Yeah, here's the thing. I believe that because, dude, high school girls don't, they're dumb individuals. As it is,
so
I'm pretty
young.
Sure they're not aware of like the old mammy days when blackface was.
They're
a
so
thing.
Young and stupid. They don't even know what old block cell
just
phones
so
look like.
Stupid.
They're so well, dumb.
They know how to give
dumb,
head.
No brain in the head.
What if I nothing. Said that the name of the team they came up with was the Sullivan Soft Shoes? See, I'm
no
kidding.
Way.
I made that.
Really great,
I made that up. I made that up. But
yeah,
I'm saying
yeah,
that would have been
yeah,
bad. That would have been bad. That would have been bad. I like to think in a parallel universe they did.
Is
that's
Mitch,
how I work.
Is Mitch finding other YesVember ads yeah, in other states?
Should Mitch, I... get on the goddamn Skype.
What yeah, else, Mitch.
Because what else would he have to do?
He listens to his
he might be
too.
Working.
It's he's like working. Zero. He can't, how can they do anything up there?
He couldn't get on Skype last night. What has changed
he
from
did.
Yesterday to
his phone
today?
Is better.
Do you want me to play one of them?
Yes, please. Yes. I really like YesVember.
All right. Let's
we'll
move on
around.
From blackface teenagers back to YesVember.
Yeah, but we have to.
Okay.
And then back to blackface.
No, we're not have to go back to
and then back to YesVember.
No, we don't need to do that.
Yeah, but do we decide we'll go back to my chicks theme are song? Hot?
All the chicks are hot, yes. Would I have sex with all the chicks? Yes, I would.
They're all teenagers,
yes.
Royce.
YesVember,
they look
I would.
Kind of frumpy.
Okay. YesVember, I would.
This takes so long to load.
I give those
where's
blackface
the video in this article?
There isn't one. You
it's
read.
Just an article.
You gotta read. More like farticle.
I don't want to read the article.
Science
what's the
articles?
Other one? This is Vimeo. This has to have a video.
Yeah, it does.
It's a video of an article.
Read this video.
God damn it.
All right, here it is. Here's another one.
No, no, no. Everywhere I go, I hear no. It's even November. Hey, this is Fred Grody here from Grody Automotive. During my YesVember sales nice. Event, say yes nice. To a nicer newer car.
I'm having a heart attack. I don't know what's happening. Jesus. I just took some coke.
You can also tell the guy's fat just by his
shut voice. It down.
Sorry.
Why is John Tapper
by the way,
here?
Why is there no music in the background? That makes it even, like, at least have something to catch my attention besides fucking Meatloaf
Royce,
screaming at me.
If you were looking at the video, instead of having music in the background, he had an asshole in a chicken suit
but that
in the background.
But you still have music.
Nope.
So wait, now how... I'm still confused on why all these different... Is there like one marketing guru going around selling the same ideas well, to stupid car dealerships?
I'm glad you asked.
Are they hacking off each other?
I'm glad you asked because now Mitch is on the line to answer your questions.
Hi, Mitchell. All right, good talk.
Buddy, you there?
Mitchell. Mitchellopoulos, you answered your phone. We
have
can't
you
hear
you.
Have you
tried resetting?
Mitch, have you tried rebooting the computer?
Yeah.
Are you still having problems, Mitch? You're not
all right,
saying a word.
Go to the command center and hit format C colon.
Don't
that
do that,
should
Mitch.
Fix your problems.
Mitch, he's lying to
hit
you.
Hit enter twice.
You've got to wipe
and
your
when
computer.
It asks, are you sure, just hit Y. It's fine. It'll fix all your problems.
Mitch is literally on and not saying a word.
The thing is, I know Mitch. I know he's just sitting there panicking right now.
Whatever. We'll keep going. It's fine.
Throwing buttons and trying to get things going. Oh, God.
We'll move on.
Mitch, just chime in when you get it right fixed. But anyways, blackface.
Okay. Well, we don't have to go back to blackface. I think we're done with blackface. I think we've moved on from blackface. But I will. I do have this.
Did you ever play Powder Puff? Sorry, Royce. Emery?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did do that.
What was your stupid Powder Puff name? Because everyone had one. Sarky Poo or something stupid?
Yeah, I still have my jersey.
God damn it.
I have my senior jersey. It says Sarky Poo on the back.
Are you kidding me?
It says, you want me to get it right now? You want me to get it? I'm going
to
get it right now.
You have to wear it the rest of the show.
Go get it. God damn it. Now she's going to go do this.
She's doing that.
While she goes and objectifies herself, let's talk about the normal Barbie.
How can she walk in those things? Look at them.
I don't know.
They can't be comfortable.
The normal Barbie comes
I
with...
hate you.
There he is. I like it.
Mitchell, what's your favorite YesVember commercial?
No, no, no. It's everywhere I go, I hear no. It's even November. Hi, my name is John Pfeiffer from SuburbanChev.com, a dealer for the people.
Was he an attorney or is he a dealer?
Oh, she's got it.
She's got her shirt, by the way, her Sarky Poo shirt. Seniors, 33, turn around.
It says Sarky Poo on it.
It says Sarky Poo, yep, it sure does.
God, Marie.
Your hair's in the way. Oh, there it is, see? American Heritage.
Does she know she can go in front of her own camera and show us, not next to yours?
She doesn't know many things, Dutch. She doesn't know many things.
It's just so weird.
What?
Nothing. The normal Barbie comes with cellulite, stretch marks, acne, and tattoos. There's another one Sean sent me. The doll has add-on accessories with moles, freckles, stitches, scrapes, and scars.
Even stretch marks.
Even stretch marks.
You can put stretch marks on that bitch in case, you know, like she has a baby or something and ruins her body.
Are we talking about Barbie?
Normal Barbie.
Barbie.
Is that so that you can really make the stripper fantasy more realistic?
Yes.
Yes.
designer Nikolai Lam is seeking to change that. Earlier this year, he created a normal Barbie, which had the proportions of an average 19-year-old woman. Lam has dubbed this creation naturally Lamely.
And ugly.
It looks like Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, it does really look like Hayden Panettiere.
It does.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Yeah. Lemmy has now made new accessories for the doll, stickers, and emphasized that it's really like being a woman. The stickers, which include tattoos, cellulite, stretch marks, can be placed anywhere in the doll's body. Lam hopes that they show that a variety of body types are natural and beautiful. All fashion dolls look the same. I wanted to give them the realistic makeover, Lam told BuzzFeed News. Wow, BuzzFeed has news? The others... The options for stickers are freckles, glasses, blushing, adhesive bandages, moles, temporary tattoos, stitches, scrapes, scratches, bruises, cast, scars, mosquito bites,
gunshot
wounds, grass, dirt stains, sadness. No, sadness I added.
Why would you buy mosquito bites?
Because maybe she got bit by a mosquito.
She lives in the backwoods.
No, there's... I can understand wanting to buy tattoos, maybe even scars are kind of cool.
Or even tattoos album, because they're both lesbians and they make out a lot. So I'm fine with that.
No, I don't think you're...
What was your second favorite tattoo song?
Ooh, I guess it would be Tattoo 2, Tatooine.
Speaking of Barbie, though, real quick, I'm just thinking about this.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Squirrel.
Did you guys see... There's a documentary on Vice about the real-life Barbie... I just posted a picture of her. Yeah, that's a real person, by
the way.
I know.
I saw this bitch.
You seen this one? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she looks like fucking an alien head. Like, it's very odd.
She's kind of cute.
No, she's not.
No, John.
John.
No, John.
John thinks she's cute. But it's just awkward looking.
I would have sex with her, too. No one's saying that.
No, there's something odd about this.
You know, everyone's outrage over, like, Barbies and how, like, they objectify girls and blah, blah, blah. I honestly feel that the reason why those people make those comments is because their parents never bought them Barbies when they were little. And
you're
so
right. I agree with you there, John. We should objectify women.
I don't think that was his point.
I think that's
I do every day.
I'm just being sarcastic.
With you 100%, John.
I don't believe you for...
How would children 100%. Respond... to a realistically proportioned fashion doll. To find out, I went to St. Edmund's Academy.
I molested 5 children.
Whoa!
An independent school in Pittsburgh. There.
To get the proportions right, I made them take their clothes off and take grainy pictures in front of a brick wall.
Assistant head of school, Susan Miller, asked children a series of questions to see what they think of Lamely.
Where did he touch you? Who was that man?
How did he get on the school?
Comparison.
How much did you pay him?
$5.
Other dolls.
She's so pretty.
Not really.
I like her a lot.
They're talking about the human person?
No, you know why you like her? Because they're free. You're getting a free doll. Any kid, you give them a free doll, they could look terrible. I love it, so they could keep it. They're
I don't want this fat
they
shit they need doll.
They need to give them the real-life Barbie and an old-school Barbie
Let
and say, pick which one you like better.
Right.
Ooh, I like her. So cool. That's cool. She looks like my sister.
Now, are we going to get an Alimony Ken and a Rogaine Ken, too, for the guys? Because I feel it's unfair. That nice. Only the women get to have fun things like this. Like, I don't think the guy wants you to come with, like, an add-on beer belly.
You would play with a doll?
Coors Light cans. Like, you could lay strewn around him. If we're going to make realistic guys, let's make realistic guys.
But, I mean, you want to...
He doesn't drive a fucking Ferrari anymore, ladies. If you're going to be realistic, fucking Ken is going to drive his fucking Geo Metro dream car. And you're going to fucking... And Barbie's fucking apartment complex, instead of her dream house, is going to be really fun to hang out in. The reason we have toys is so kids don't have to deal with shit like this. Kids shouldn't have to worry about stretch marks or pregnancy scars until they have to fucking deal with them. So why do you want them to play with them already? I don't get it. Like, why? It doesn't make sense. Let them enjoy being a kid and being in pretend world. When I played with G.I. Joes, I didn't think I actually could go get a fucking AK-47 and shoot someone in the face.
But here's the thing.
They actually have a real life Ken. He's on this show on E! Called Botched.
Oh.
And he looks like weird.
Botched surgeries and stuff?
Yeah.
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 So
he looks weird.
But you have these feminists that complain about body type images, but then you look over here and I see in my timeline here that Chris Hemsworth has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Sexiest Man Alive, yep.
So where's the double standard in body image? Because
Chris Hemsworth is the sexiest man alive.
I'm not denying.
How come Steve Buscemi wasn't named Sexiest Man Alive?
Because he's Chris a better Hemsworth actor. Is around.
I mean, he's a better actor.
I'm not arguing this. Chris Hemsworth, I would blow
Steve Buscemi.
Both Hemsworth boys are dreamy.
Okay. I mean, they're beautiful men. But
who would you rather have a conversation with, though? Chris Hemsworth or Steve Buscemi? Be honest.
Steve Buscemi.
All day, right?
I'd rather have a conversation with Steve Buscemi.
Who would you rather fuck, though?
Chris Hemsworth,
right? Yeah. I get that. I'd fuck
all
him,
day.
Too. All day. Look, he's beautiful.
All day.
I got it all day, too.
It's all day, Winston.
Not again. Not
Jesus,
again.
Sean.
Oh, for the love of God. It's my fault, though. Let me play in this video, because these little girls are hot.
She looks like my sister.
From the side, she really looks like her.
She kind of looked like my Aunt Katie.
And my Aunt Katie's a slut.
Not like other dolls. She, like, isn't, like, very thin.
I think she's really pretty. The hair looks, like,
But they're not even that realistic, because even their version are still skinny. Like Mitch said, it looks like Hayden Panettiere. Excuse me. Hayden Panettiere. Yeah, Hayden Panettiere. But that's still hot. Like, a real one would be like, give them a fat doll, missing an amputee, missing a foot, and see if they like it then. I'm just, be honest.
I love her. You don't even notice her nub.
Burning on Society Barbie. How about that one? Let's be realistic.
Hair, it feels as soft as mine.
What were you going to say, Dutch?
No, I was just going to say, Maul's obsessed with that real-life Barbie girl. Her name's Valeria Linikova. She keeps posting pictures of
stuff.
She doesn't look real.
I'd fuck her still, though, all day.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I would take her out for drinks and a romantic stroll.
Look at that. Look at those nipples.
Mm-hmm. God, they're hot.
I don't think I ever once, with all my Barbie, said, wow, she looks thin. No, I said, what gown can I put on her? Or what can I cut her hair off with or dye her?
Exactly.
All you do is dress Barbie up and down and torture her hair.
You were a tomboy, though.
I had Barbies.
Yeah, and you punched them, I'm sure. Did you punch your Barbies? Be honest.
No.
A little bit?
No.
She's Ukrainian?
What the fuck, Mitch? Is that...
That's Hayden Panettiere.
she's pregnant? I didn't even know.
She's like 8 months
I didn't know
pregnant.
She was still
not
active.
Much longer.
Dutch, would you?
Dude, she's with one of the Klitschko brothers who are like 6'10".
Well, the inventors
big Russian boxers. That thing is going to tear her apart.
The inventors
isn't she
of the
like
oil?
4'11" or something?
She's tiny.
Not that short. She's not 4'11" though.
Holy God damn, her vagina.
Look at the difference between those two.
She's tiny.
Holy crap.
She barely has comes no vagina.
Up to his pecs.
Her vagina is already ruined.
Yeah, but go back to the photo of her pregnant in that bathing suit.
I'd still fuck her, yes.
Notice how silly her arms look next to her big belly.
Because she has, I already told you, I brought this up forever. She cannot reach the bottom of her pockets in most pants. There's no way.
She's 5 feet
look at
tall.
The length of her fucking
if
arms.
If her arms were any shorter, she would be considered a dwarf.
Or a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No, it says that she's listed at 5 foot. 100,
really?
153.
That, yeah, but that's her fighting weight.
No, she's
are you looking up a UFC? Because it's her fighting.
No. That's not how this works.
Are you sure?
And it's Vladimir. She's with Vladimir.
Putin.
Vladimir?
Klitschko.
Okay. Oh,
Klitschko.
Yeah, that was Putin.
These two fuckers won't ever fight each other. It's like, come on.
How the hell those two meet?
She was probably, you know, hot at a fight. And he was
she was
fighting.
Probably hot at a fight.
Exactly.
She was being hot at a fight, and he was like, hey, you want to have sex?
It's like, hey, weren't you that cheerleader in that washed up TV show?
I jerked off to you and Remember the Titans at least 10 times.
At least.
It feels soft. The hair feels so soft.
Her hair is softer.
Guys, is her hair soft?
I wonder.
I cannot tell.
I know my hair's soft.
Her vagina is weird.
Then
vagina
I thought her hair is definitely her hair. She's not like other dolls that I play with.
I hate her. She's terrible. Why would you give me this garbage?
Do you think the human Barbie doll had surgery on her on her genitals too?
I would hope so.
She probably had, surgery to remove her genitals to be like Barbie.
Sewed them up.
She's actually pretty hot when she's not all
shop.
Painted up to look weird.
But I watched that Vice documentary. She's out of her goddamn mind. She thinks she's an alien sent in from space, and the reason why she's dressed like this is to like try and change women's body images by being the prettiest one alive. Or I don't know, dude. She's out of her mind.
Yeah, you know that means that she is like the best lay ever.
Doubt it.
Does she need?
I doubt it.
Does she need like access to the United States because she can have my?
Yeah, she's
yeah.
She's Ukrainian. I know. I saw that. This is fantastic.
Oh, breaking news. Human Ken disses human Barbie.
Oh, God. Really? That's breaking news?
Yeah. Well,
really? Because I don't remember Ken being a fucking brunette.
Good point, John.
Ooh, the guy's a fucking asshole. He lives down here in Miami with a couple other people that are on that show. He's a fucking asshole.
Language, first off.
John, go beat him up.
You teach him a lesson, John.
Yeah, go beat up Ken.
You go get
pretty
him.
Pretty sure John. I just hit him in the knees, and then like he'll go down because he's all just prosthetic.
All of them?
All of them.
I would imagine
just about,
he is.
Dude.
He's got seen fake abs, fake pecs, fake nose, fake dick, fake butt, fake arms, fake fingers, teeth.
Define fake dick.
I don't know. That is not real.
Thank you.
Mitch, are you still on?
Okay, I don't think Mitch was ever there.
He's there.
He was there while you were
America's
gone.
Favorite really bad movies. You sent me this today. I wanted to get to it.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you want to read that one, Marie?
I don't have it up.
Okay, I have it. America's Favorite Really Bad Movies. If you've had any doubt that this country really loves bad movies, these past few days...
Why would anyone ever doubt that?
Is there a list?
Yes. You love lists.
I love me a good game.
Oh, you want to guess?
Yes. Okay, so is it like in any particular order?
Rotten Tomatoes score for the 20 worst rated movies among the 100 box office earners.
So lowest rated Rotten Tomato movie comparatively to highest grossing box office.
How much money it made. Oh, okay. So if it's Rotten Tomatoes. So wait, is it everything in this decade? Because Rotten Tomatoes hasn't come out since whatever.
Yeah, the 20 worst rated movies among the 100 box office earners are dominated by familiar names. All right. Well, you want to take a stab at some movies that made a lot of money?
I will say Top Gun.
Top Gun. No, this recently, Dutch. Recently.
That's why I asked.
They're not all recently, are they?
Yeah. The Rotten Tomatoes 20 worst movies among 100 box office earners. Yeah. They're all within 2000. 2000
okay,
forward.
That's what I asked. So.
There you go. 2000 forward. How about that?
Shit. Anchorman.
Let's see. Was Anchorman rated bad? No. Think bigger. Think bigger. Come on. Think bigger.
Oh, Avatar.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. Avatar was not rated. They didn't get a bad rating, so they wouldn't be here.
Okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Yep. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides got a 25% on Rotten Tomato.
Wow.
But made a fucking shit ton of money. I'm trying to see the exact amounts.
No, is that
what about Spider-Man 3?
Spider-Man 3, let's see. Spider-Man 3 is not there, but there is a couple. There is a 3 there, though. There is a couple 3s in sequels.
So
X-Men 3.
Guys, stop guessing for a second, and let me give you guys a hint on to... This list has two movies that had their own color category for having a series in there.
Right.
Lord of the Rings?
No, those got
great reviews. Think of sequels, though. Come on, you're getting closer.
Transformers.
Okay, all the Transformers are on this list. Very good guess. Transformers, Age of Extinction, 5% on Rotten Tomatoes. Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, just 19% on Rotten Tomato. Transformers, Dark of the Moon, 22% on Rotten Tomato. All of them made a fuck. They're a fuck ton of money.
Who was the asshole director for those? That
Michael
that hate?
Fucking Bay.
Michael Bay.
Michael Gay.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So John guessed Transformers, right?
Yeah.
And John also guessed Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
John, Pirates of the Caribbean was the other series. Now, all three of them are on this list.
Out of the 20 films on this list, they made more than $7 billion. Michael Bay directed four of them. What? So you got Transformers.
Here's the thing, though. It's like I want to say fire, just get him out of the industry because he's awful, but he makes the production companies a lot of money.
Among the other Michael Bay films, Pearl Harbor.
Ooh, we have some guests coming in from the chat room. Marl says Twilight.
That's Twilight Saga, all of them. Yep.
Wow.
No, not all of them. Just New Moon.
You're right.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry.
No, there's more.
Breaking Dawn Part 1 is above it.
Yeah.
Which means Breaking Dawn Part 2 had to be awful as well.
I don't see any other Twilights on this list.
Now,
they're also guessing any Adam Sandler movie ever.
No, there's no Adam Sandler movies on this list. However,
really?
Will Smith does make the list with Hancock.
Well, that was
really? Oh, that
movie.
Was a terrible movie?
I was fucking...
Oh, yeah. It was rated poorly.
I saw it.
Actually, now I'm thinking about it, I was kind of indifferent either way. It didn't really move me one way.
Now, it started out good, and it ends terribly.
Now, the highest rated one on the list is Shrek the Third, 300, and The Day After Tomorrow. But they're just rated just above 40% Rotten Tomato. Day After Tomorrow, remember that other shit fest that when the world turned into snow and snow was like...
That movie was bad.
Jake Gyllenhaal, yep.
The second worst movie on this list, I honestly had no idea. I mean, we guessed everyone around it. So obviously the worst one was Transformers Age of Extinction. The number three worst was Pearl Harbor, as you said. And then four and five are the other two Transformers movies capping up the top. But there's one that's in there as at number two worst movie that I have no idea why it got such terrible reviews. No, I don't think any of you will ever guess it.
Well, go ahead and just run down the list. I think we've guessed everything we're going to guess.
Okay, The Hangover Part 2. Jurassic Park 3. Planets of the Apes, the 2001 Marky Mark version. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. Passion of the Christ.
Really?
Hancock, we said. Pirates of the Caribbean, we said. Star Wars Episode 1, Episode 2, Episode 3.
No. Where's episode 3?
Oh, sorry. Episode 1, episode 2. You're right. Not 3. Shrek the Third, Twilight, New Moon, 300, The Day After Tomorrow.
Now the
300?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really? Did people just not get what he was going for?
Yeah, that was a movie that was good. But
it was rated over 40.
Yeah.
Rotten.
Why would anybody rate that badly? Like, did they not understand they were going for that gritty graphic novel feel? Like, that's the whole point.
Maybe people didn't like it. But the weird one, the number two worst underneath Transformers Age of Extinction that just blows my mind, The Da Vinci Code.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
People didn't like that movie. I know they didn't like that
movie.
Why
didn't people? I mean, it was pretty close to the book.
That's probably why, because people don't like things that are like books. Anything to do with
Tom Hanks' hair was pretty bad in that
reading,
movie.
Making yourself smarter. People don't want to do that.
But then again, that's the reason why it made so much money, is because anybody who actually read the book obviously went out and saw it.
But what people do really like is Transformers.
And gay porn.
No.
No, they do.
No, that's the worst.
Money-wise.
Top five.
I
three
know.
Out of the five.
But people critics really don't like it, but people went out to
people
watch
people are
it.
Paying money for it. $7 billion, understand, these movies made. Four of them are Michael fucking Bay.
Because people will pay.
Four. How is he allowed?
Because people will pay for nostalgia.
Everyone
even if it's shit. Because the feeling that nostalgia gives them is what they're paying for.
Every person I've ever spoken to says the Transformers movies are shit. How in the world can they make so much money? How?
Here's the thing, though. I'm with Sean on this one. Like, I still haven't gone and seen the new... Ninja Turtles movie, because I don't want that to ruin my nostalgia because it's a Michael Bay piece of shit.
Yeah, he produced it. Yep.
I just thought people like Transformers movies because, mechanical things change so fast.
No.
Oh, it's so fast. It's so fast. You don't know what's going on. It's so fast.
Didn't they pour like a ridiculous amount of money in the editing process?
There was a robot heaven, Dutch. Come on. It's so bad. Tyrese is in it.
Would you know?
No, I'm not saying it was good. I'm just saying, didn't they put a lot of money into just the special effects? Like, that's basically all the movie was just.
If I put a lot of money in me, Michael Bay uses the same shots over and over and over again, and people catch him, and there's videos about, like, the same shot in Transformer was used in that movie he made, The Island, with fucking Scarlett Johansson and the fucking
robot from Transformers?
I really hope that Michael Bay dies in like a monkey accident. Like just something horrible where they rip off their you know what I mean? Like, because they're vicious. They'll rip off like your testicles and your dick before anything else. Like, I hope that happens to him.
He's gonna start. He's gonna start remaking great movies that are supposed to be. Your next thing's gonna be Michael Bay Fargo. Like, it's gonna happen. Just great movies that don't need Michael Baying are going
to
be Michael Baying.
Do you think he's going to go the way of M. Night Shyamalan, who has completely lost credibility and you don't really see
But Michael Bay never had credibility. He's never had it.
Well, here's the thing, though.
The thing is, M. Night wishes that he had the box office revenue that Michael Bay does.
Well, here's the thing, though. There's certain directors who people will go out and see the movies based solely on their name. So M. Night Shyamalan had a few, like two good movies, and everybody will go out and drove, at least they used to go see his movies. But since he's put out so many duds, are people going to finally wake up and realize that Michael Bay is a bum?
Ma says, a human went to robot heaven. A human went to robot heaven.
I actually blocked that part out.
Wait,
I don't think I've even seen that movie yet.
The thing is that I've been watching lately, by the way, recommend another thing on YouTube. If you like honest trailers, like I said, we've been watching CinemaSins. This guy, all he does is he says, like, what's wrong with movies in a certain amount of minutes. He had to do a two-part video for Transformer Age of Extinction because of how
Wait, see, the guy does it in 60 seconds or no?
No.
No.
It's certain amount some of time. Some are short, some are long.
It's as
funny.
Long as he counts sins.
Right. And the other thing he pointed out.
That's creative.
And the other thing he pointed out, which is Transformers has turned into just humongous commercials. Samsung, Pepsi. I mean, that's all that's in the movies
Burger
now.
Burger King.
We're letting this, but people are encouraging.
I'm not letting
it. We're encouraging it because people
pay. I'm not encouraging it.
Kevin from Alcohol by Volume, the one who started the Fuck Dutch campaign, pays for these movies and watches them.
Yeah, but he's a drunk.
But I like his Fuck Dutch campaigns.
Yeah, we agree with that.
I thought we outgrew that.
Michael Bay is going to direct the Fuck Dutch campaign. It's going to be great. Explosions everywhere.
I might pay to see that.
Speaking of bad movies, so the other night I was cruising through my Netflix account.
Cruising for a bruising.
And that.
Cruising for trannies.
Because I like to put on a movie that's kind of lighthearted fantasy stuff to fall asleep to.
I'm going through Netflix for her, actually. And we're going through movies, and I go by that movie called Stardust. And Marie goes, and I swear to you, say how you said it.
Oh, that shit looks right.
She goes, oh, that shit looks right.
What?
Just like she's fucking an inner city, like a gangster.
Because I told her.
Oh, yeah, that shit looks right. And this is a Stardust movie where De Niro apparently is a gay pirate, a butt pirate.
No, Royce kept walking in and giving updates. But please, let me tell my story.
Go for it.
I was saying that shit looks right because I was trying to tell him that I have a specific movie kind of quality that I like to fall asleep to. Like the previous night, I picked World War Z, another terrible movie.
Terrible.
But what I'm looking for is a cinematic box office.
Another notable quote, a little backstory with World War Z. One of my
Or let Marie finish her sentence.
This is actually leading to what Marie's saying. Another great quote while she was watching World War Z that she said was, oh, thank God they're in the Brad Pitt car. And it fucking had me crying laughing because it's true. Every car in that movie gets filmed. Oh, good thing they're in the Brad Pitt car. They'll be fine. It was just your typical horseshit. Sorry, Marie, go ahead.
But yeah, so that's the thing I'm looking for are well-produced movies that are bad that I'm not going to care about if I fall asleep. But while I'm awake, I want to look at something nice. And so, you know, I was telling him, I'm like, I want something kind of fantasy. You know, I saw that they had the new Hunger Games movie on there. That was another one that went into my category of appropriate movies to fall asleep to.
I volunteer as tribute.
And so I'm watching Stardust and I can't fall asleep to it because I'm so focused on how bad it is. And Royce keeps coming in and out of the room as he's playing video games and stuff like that. And he comes in, I'm like, do you know that Robert De Niro is in this movie? And he's a gay butt pirate.
So...
Well, what other kind of butt pirate?
And then he walks in again. I'm like, did you know that Ricky Gervais is in this movie? And he's some sort of like criminal salesman of some sort.
Real quick, Maul says more like World War ZZZZ.
It was so bad.
World War Snooze. Yeah. No, World War Z was a fucking horrendous movie.
I love Marie reviews. They're great.
Because why on earth would the Jews just start a party saying, we built a wall right outside when there's zombies? Are like,
wait, Jews? You're saying only the Jews built a wall? I don't know anything about this movie.
Wait. Yes, okay.
Yeah, like the Middle East, they built the wall.
The Jews built the wall in the middle of Germany?
No, no, no. Wrong wall.
Wrong wall.
Dutch, I will have to explain this to you because it's ridiculous.
Okay.
So in the movie, I didn't read the book, so the book was probably much better.
Oh, wait. The wall they all stand in front of and cry.
The book is much better than the movie.
I know. Oh, the Wailing Wall. It's not Marie.
It's not the Wailing Wall.
It's not the Wailing Wall. Marie didn't read the book, so she can't say if it's better or not.
Wait, the Wailing Wall. That's that wall of ships in the Pacific that stops the Japanese from whaling, right?
No, that's a whaler. Stop. No. You're talking about whaling now.
In the World War...
Fuck are you whale? And fuck are you dolphin?
No. Okay.
In the World Winter War Snooze movie,
all over my face.
It's the frozen wall. Damn it! Stop.
Let you know nothing about from Elsa and the princess in that Disney movie.
I know there's a lot of walls and a lot of symbolism in walls and how people have to break down walls
now,
in movies.
Yeah, right. Have you ever heard Pink Floyd? You just listen to him.
I was just about to make that joke. I hate you.
I know. I beat you to the pass. Yeah, buddy.
No,
high five.
From the window to the walls.
Oh my god! Everything about this World War Z movie was just like, are you kidding me? Because apparently, somehow, Israel was the only one that figured out that people were turning into zombies. And they didn't tell a single person, but they did have enough time to build an entire wall around the city of Jerusalem. And then they started putting people inside the protection of the city limits. But then inside, the people start celebrating, and there's no cover to the wall. It's just really tall. And people... on the other side,
there's
that are turning into zombies.
In the World War Z poster.
Why is there a cat in the World War Z poster?
Look at them all that put in the chair. The cat jumping after that thing.
That can't be real.
That's awesome.
No, but seriously, the zombies are attracted to loud noises, as some zombies are, and then they start climbing the wall and jumping over and killing everyone.
Running zombies, not even traditional slow zombies, are running
they
zombies.
They were fast zombies.
Fucking horseshit with that.
Like they were fast zombies.
And by the way, the most unbelievable part is that Brad Pitt would fucking marry a woman that ugly. It doesn't make sense to me.
You mean Julianne Less?
Yeah, Julianne Less. As Marie called her.
Because she looked like a... Oh, yeah. She looked like poor man's Julianne Moore.
Wait, they tried to pull off that Julianne Moore was his wife.
No, it wasn't Julianne Moore. It was a woman who looked like her. And Marie said, hey, look, it looks like an ugly Julianne Moore. I go, more like Julianne Less. So the whole movie, she was called Julianne Less. Because she was very ugly. So post a picture of her. She's very ugly. She looks like Boogie Nights Julianne Moore, but
there
uglier.
There were so many things that were not believable about this movie. The fact that Brad Pitt was a retired... foot soldier something or other special ops dude that just made pancakes for his kids, and all of a sudden he has to be a scientist, a doctor, a pilot,
a murderer,
army man, a stealth fighter.
Everything.
He has to like hunt down,
inject himself with weird diseases.
He had to inject himself with diseases to hide himself from zombies. I mean, he did everything by himself. It was kind of like the this is too important, I'll just do it myself guy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a good movie.
Oh yeah, she doesn't look.
Told you,
I've seen her in other movies.
Yeah, she's making like a meme face.
It's
yeah.
It's even worse. What's wrong
with
her
gummy
ear?
When
what
she
the
smiles?
Hell is wrong with her?
What's wrong with her?
And then there was the typical scene where Brad Pitt's in a dangerous scenario,
in danger zone.
And he's
she looks
zone.
Like she's going whoa 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 whoa.
The people who laugh and don't fully open their mouth.
Yep.
I'm looking at this current picture of Julianne Moore. Someone looks like they took her skin off, took everything from the inside out and just glued her skin back onto her skeleton.
She does look like a ghost.
It's very bad.
It is pretty
she's
odd.
She's a specter.
What is that dress she's wearing, by the way? Looks like a shelf.
It might be a shelf.
It's like fucking drywall. What is she doing? I used to respect you, Julianne Moore. What the fuck happened?
No, and then there's the obligatory scene of someone's trying to sneak around and they leave their cell phone on, and the one person that
of
knows they're in a dangerous situation
by the
says,
way,
I miss him. I want to call him now.
There's and by the way, there's still self-service during all this.
Yeah. Makes total sense.
It's a really
sense.
Good movie.
What I'm trying to say is you should watch it.
I think I need to.
Watch Transformers, a new one. It's even better. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen the most recent
Mark
one.
Wahlberg's an inventor. Try to wrap your head around that. That Boston accent motherfucker is
that's
an inventor.
Right. I did not see the one with Mark Wahlberg.
Just take them isotopes and run that copper wire around there and throw up that battery.
Scientist Mark Wahlberg nailed it right there. That's exactly.
He's a terrible actor, right? We can all kind of agree. Aside from Boogie Nights, he's kind of a terrible actor.
He was good in The Departed.
He was good in The Departed. Never mind.
So no, Marky Mark is good in some roles. It depends, but he as an action hero or stuff like that. Like he only has one face, and he has only one emotion. It's concerned. Every time he talks, he sounds like someone just told him his grandma didn't die, but she's in the hospital. That's the.
It was. I got to give him credit for Boogie Nights, though. That was really good.
Yeah. Well, it's easy.
One of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
How old is that
movie? Did you like him in Ted?
How much
I didn't see Ted
mean to be a porn star. I mean,
yeah, I'm kind of over anything Seth MacFarlane related. So
and MacFarlane, Seth MacFarlane is a new breakfast sandwich at McDonald's. I guess
I said likes. MacFarlane.
No, you didn't. You said Seth MacFarlane.
Did I?
Yes, you did. Positive. Okay. Weirdo.
I bit my tongue.
Did anyone see the new Dumb and Dumber movie that came out?
I haven't seen it yet. Did anyone see it?
Is it getting good ratings at all? Since we're talking about Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know. Cracked had an article how Dumb and Dumber killed nostalgia, like saying that. And that's a good point. Like, there's no, we're not making any new nostalgia. We're just, all the new movies.
Rehashing.
Yeah. There's something, think about it. Is there a new movie that's memorable where you're like, wow, that's Star Wars again, comic books, which is just old, you know, nothing
they
really.
Yeah, books turn into movies.
Yeah. I can't think of anything, a movie that's been.
The
new.
Last time somebody put out a movie that was actually an original made for a movie kind of thing.
I can't even think of one. That was good anyway.
The only thing that I could say that I know will be nostalgic for some people is Frozen, but even that was made from an old Hans Christian fairy tale.
I have an example, and maybe you guys, as far as comedies go, I think Judd Apatow does original movies.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it can be argued that not necessarily.
Now he's like leaving directing, and he's going to do stand-up now.
Really?
Yeah. I read an article.
I know he's making.
I mean, not all of his movies are gems, but at least they're original.
I mean, I like Judd Apatow better when he was called John Hughes in the 80s, but yeah, you're right. He really does like do original things. It's the same
thing. You don't like Judd Apatow, do you?
No, I like. He's okay, but to call him original, he's not really that. The Farley brothers could be. He's influenced a lot by them, you know? So
yeah,
he's funny, don't get me wrong, but original, not really. I mean, all the stories are the same thing. Wacky guy something. Gets caught up in a crappy situation, has to live with it. He has a change of heart. The girl has a change of heart, yada, yada, yada.
Well, I thought the argument was, are there any movies that are coming out that aren't either A, sequels, B, based off of previously written material?
I mean,
I don't think so.
That's the only thing. That was the first example I came up with. So maybe
I can't think of anything
example.
That's
anything
not
else?
Based off of anything.
How about our good old chum, old buddy, old pal, Phil Lord?
Well, no, 21 and 22 Jump Street are based off something else.
Yeah, it's based off of the original 21 Jump Street.
And the Lego movie's based off of Legos.
Based off
and
Legos.
Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs was a child's story.
But he took something and made it, I don't know.
Whatever. Well, that's not what our discussion. I mean, we're not saying. Yeah, obviously he's a brilliant genius man, and we love him. And John will suck your dick, Phil, if you're listening. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about like, is there anything that's just a completely original, you know, grabbed out of the air idea that isn't something that has been previously done?
Avatar: The Last Airbender movie.
That was a fucking
Dragon Ball Z Evolution movie.
No.
Am I getting closer or I'm getting warmer? Right. Fast and Furious 5. Fast and Furious 6. Fast and Furious 7.
Yeah, how about all those?
Scary Movie 7.
Terminator 5.
Yeah, is Hollywood just phoning it in? Like, let's just go with guaranteed money rather than taking chances on, like, original ideas.
Because they're not coming
up.
Yeah,
I guess, like, even because Gone Girl was a good movie, but wasn't that based off of a book?
I didn't even see Gone Girl.
I think it was based off of, like, a real-life story or something like that.
Do we have to come up with a new category that says, I know it was based off of a book, but this is the first movie that was based off of a book? Like Harry Potter. It's a newer book. They only had one series of Harry Potter movies, so couldn't that be considered newish?
No, it's not newish because it's based off
a book. It's based off a book. That's the
based off a book.
Yeah, but as far as...
It defeats the whole purpose.
But as far as nostalgia is concerned...
I'll explain. But also, she got sued because she ripped off those stories for someone else. So even her book is stolen. So it doesn't matter. It's all something else.
What I meant was that because there's no remakes of the Harry Potter, we only have one idea of the actors. Like, will that become necessary? If there's only one iteration of it instead of two iterations or three iterations of the storyline.
No. Oh, yeah, like Spider-Man or...
They've rebooted Spider-Man too soon already a billion times. They don't know what to fucking do with it.
They can't do anything with it.
They're thinking of making... We didn't talk about this on air. Remember we watched reading the article... Because is it Sony that wants to hold on to the rights of Spider-Man so bad
Sorny.
That they're going to make a standalone Aunt May movie? Because they know, I swear to you, that pull it up. So I'm going
to
pull it up.
Yeah, they wanted to make a standalone
Aunt May.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after the break. Yes, Aunt May. If we want to do a movie talk, we can talk about it after the break. If not, we have more stuff to go to. But yes, Aunt May, that one. Yes, that's because just, nothing says
I believe we can wrap up movie talk right here. I mean, it's there's nothing really that much original anymore. I think we can all get that consensus, right?
Yeah.
Agreed.
I would agree. All right. Well, coming up from the break, we have a lot more fun stories for you guys. Maybe even a Florida one thrown in there because we got to do that. So,
all right.
All right, Marie, take us to break.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Yeah! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice. Time
for the Rage. The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
Now deep V, cause the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front deep. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and C-Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DB. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DB Podcast.
DB.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh,
kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on, everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on. Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you. They got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
What's your idea of a perfect day?
Wake up and have a really good breakfast. Then I guess second breakfast. Brunch. Lunch. Second lunch. Dunch. Second dunch. Maybe watch Every Which Way But Loose. Then a late dinner. And then f*** some dudes. Yep.
This is Amber Nash from Archer, and you're listening to More Like Radio.
Back live on Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Like I said, second hour.
The power hour.
Hour of power.
Can we not do that?
We have to take a shot every minute for the next hour.
Is it just me, or did the last hour seem like it went really long?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It just seemed like it we had a lot of stuff to talk about, and we weren't cut off by the hour ending.
It felt like a normal hour, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe it's like the paint fumes that I'm huffing right now. I don't know.
John, don't huff paint fumes.
Yeah. And Dutch comes in late for the first hour and the second hour, as is tradition.
As is tradition.
Marie, you want to talk about a story that was all over the Facebooks and the internets today?
I want to talk about sex, baby.
I want to talk about you and me.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
I hate you.
This is Marie's Internet Story Corner.
New York subway officials to shame people sitting with their legs spread.
Oh. What now?
The MTA, which manages New York City's subways and buses, will launch an awareness campaign in January to stop people from taking up too much space on these seats. The campaign, in part, will target man spreaders, because women don't do this shit, people who spread their legs wide open, even on crowded trains, all rude-like and offensive.
I love the anal hole spreader.
So wait.
Showing your balls and testicles. And
I understand what they're saying, because they say you're sitting on a subway. And what bothers me, first off, only man spreaders. I've been in the New York subway many a times, and I have seen women who take up spaces by, I'm going to sit down, and next to me, I'm going to put 57 bags, and on the other side of me, I'm going to put my purse, so they can take a fit. But man spreaders. Now, I understand that this is annoying, these pictures of guys sitting down on subways with their legs, and it's only guys, which bugs me. But what people have to understand is
that
women.
That first guy irritated me.
Yeah, no. What women have to understand is men have testicles, okay?
Whoa.
It's not as easy as you think to close your legs as tightly as you would like some situations and sit comfortably.
Dominic said, I once saw human feces on the subway. They should worry about shit like that first.
Yes. How about you take care of the hobo piss?
So are these people doing this so that no one sits next to them?
Yeah. I mean, wearing shorts that tight or sitting with your legs wide open? Like
no,
that?
Like this douchebag with the DR bag reading freaking with the Dutch and Royce bag and the
skin.
But
the
here's what bothers me about that picture. This one, the guy seemed like an asshole, sure. But I could tell it's an empty subway because there's seats next to him that are empty. So even if he is sitting like that, it seems like there's plenty of space for everybody.
Maybe he's only sitting like that because he's like, oh, freedom. I never get on an empty subway. I can spread my legs as far as I want. No one's going to give a shit.
He's wearing orthopedic shoes.
The campaign will also target people who take off their backpacks in the train.
Who don't take off their backpacks. Their backpacks are still sitting on their backs, and they're sitting out with only their butt on the edge of the seat. And
they look like awkwardly sitting. Like they can't sit upright.
Well, listen.
Isn't New York City broke? Like, don't they have better things to spend money on than a campaign this?
No.
How do you think they got broke? And how do you think they will continue to be perpetually
broke?
This is what matters.
This is what matters. When you get the hardcore violators and courtesy doesn't work, then you have to take F. Okay, how about instead of, because what I think is the bigger problem being on the subway several times is nobody gets up in that fucking city for old ladies or old people when they're
fuck old
subway.
Ladies.
Yeah, exactly. That's the
don't
attitude.
Don't do that.
Nobody, like, that bothers me more than leg spreaders. The fact that there's no human decency. That's
no,
New York.
I'm not only going to get up for that old lady, but I'm going to spread my legs wide so she can't sit in the seat next to me that's open. Fuck old ladies.
When you get the hardcore violators, I already read that.
Listen, Dutch, I want you to contact MTA board member Charles Moldler and tell him how you really feel about how they're spending money in New York City.
Last name?
Moerdler. Moerdler.
So we have
Mordor.
We have to throw a ring in him to destroy it?
Something like that.
No, not Mordor.
Are you sure? I saw that movie.
I'm
you
have not to throw positive. It into the
volcano. My precious.
Yes. I guess MTA, you know, instead of spending money on improving the quality of the subway.
NWA, you said the wrong. The rap group, famous rap group.
How about MCA?
Sure. R.I.P.
Too soon.
P.O.P.
No, instead of spending money on improving the subway systems, they're just going to spend money on encouraging the MTA officials to yell at people who don't cross their legs.
So how is that going to change
anything?
It's like a legit problem.
Thanks, Obamacare. Thanks for finally giving us the change we really believe in.
I don't think that's what he meant.
And
8 years later, we're finally getting that change.
And if you're riding on a subway, you are ready. Understand is, if you're riding on a subway, you're paying a dollar to get across the city. So you are getting a dollar's worth of service also. Don't get fucking indignant because you're not getting high quality sitters. You're paying a fucking dollar. You're getting transportation. So fucking deal with it.
No.
Deal with it for the little while
that
you're going to be in a goddamn
train. That's my dollar and I could have spent my dollar in other ways.
Such as?
And stand up for old people, for the love of Christ. It doesn't matter if it's a train or a bus. Be a fucking human being. They've lived longer. Let them fucking sit.
Since when did you become like an old person champion?
It bothers me because everyone in a city that's filled with a bunch of bleeding heart progressive liberals who are like, help everybody, man. Everyone there's a dick. So they're hip. The hypocrisy bothers me. Everyone's an asshole. Everyone's full of themselves. But help the little people. It can't be both ways, New York. Pick one. Either be a dick to everybody or be fucking bleeding hearts to everybody. But you can't be pushing old ladies down because you want to sit down and drink your Starbucks and at the same time go to an Occupy rally because you want to help poor people.
I'll be right back. I got to take a shit.
Yeah, do you?
Oh, don't poop your pants.
Well, this is a good time.
Don't poop your pants, Dutch. Make it to the bathroom on time, please.
Why can't he poop his pants?
Sorry, I get a little
so
upset. I don't like New York.
So are MTA officials going to just yell at people that don't keep their legs together?
No.
Or are they inventing some sort of contraption that binds their legs together until they have to get up?
No. I don't think they're going to do that.
I would like that.
It's like a giant clamp.
Option C, they're going to internet shame them.
Oh.
So you're just going to take pictures
of like
people
the dicks on an airplane shaming?
Uh-huh. But you know how you stop that? when you have your leg spread open, take your dick out. You're not going to post that online. On have your penis train. Right out.
On you know what? Train. If they
always sit with your dick out.
If MTA
take a picture of this bad boy.
If MTA officials start a Tumblr trying to knee shame or whatever, cock shame or whatever these
cock legs, shame.
Cock shaming of New York.
Cock shamers.
I say the New
I am
York,
a professional cock shamer.
I say the New York City populace that is using.
Shamer, sucker, whatever.
That is using the subway system should start their own Tumblr to shame MTA board members and their stupid haircuts.
I don't think we should do that.
I think we should just shame everyone. If everyone's shamed equally on the internet, then everyone is fair and is an evil place. It's so like it's like the anti-bully campaign.
So you're doing a scorched earth policy with the internet.
Yes. Burn all the bridges.
All of them.
It's a lot of bridges. It's the internet. Do you know how the internet works? It builds bridges to other things.
Why do you think Hollywood has always been Cloverfield monster type attacks on New York?
Listen,
not because it looks cool. Just everyone hates it and wants to see it destroyed.
Listen, I know how the internet works because I know that you never threaten Anonymous to do anything because they can do everything.
They
what
do
was,
everything the spin, that they want.
What did they do this week? You're going surfing
on the internet. They took on the KKK this week.
That's yes! Right.
Did you have the KKK story? Can we talk about that
we
one?
We can.
Because that was great.
I'll start telling that when you pull it up.
I'm not Googling the KKK.
Sean will. Sean has it bookmarked.
It's in my
let me go to my home page.
And here we go.
All right. The official KKK's Twitter was actually taken over by Anonymous. The KKK Twitter, I'll pull up the name in a second, tweeted something to the aspect of, Anonymous has been threatening us forever. They can't do anything to us. Hashtag hoods on. Exactly 2 hours later, Anonymous took over that Twitter feed that posted that and says, we're here, hoods off, posted a picture of someone lynching a KKK person, went through their DMs and is now online unmasking a bunch of KKK members.
That's awesome.
Okay, here's an article. Anonymous hacks the Ku Klux Klan after Ferguson threats with the hashtag hoods off. Hacktivist Collective Anonymous.
Don't say that. They're activists.
Hacktivists?
They're activists who happen
to
hack.
Hold on. Where are you reading this from?
Hacktivist.com.
Theregister.co.uk.
The Register? Please stop that here. This is from the BBC. Okay. So you take that. I sent it to
you
both
take
of
that,
you.
You take that big black cock.
Where did you send it
you
to me?
Take that,
both, yeah, to
that's
both
a BBC stands for, big black cock.
No.
You take that big black cock.
BBC is the British
Big Black Cock
broadcast.
News Organization.
No.
Where big they black only cock. Report on big black cocks.
No, it's British.
British big
British black,
cocks.
Black cocks.
So it should be an extra B.
It's respectable.
The extra B's for British big black cocks.
It's a news organization.
That extra B is for BYOBB.
It's a respectable news organization, unlike
look at my
CNN
look at my big black
Fox
cock, mate.
News and MSNBC. Those are not reputable news organizations.
Big black cocks are.
BBC's all right.
Big
sock on my roundy yums.
See? His roundy yums.
I don't know what that fucking is.
Flippity floops. Boobs in Britain, I think.
Mipply mops.
They love their roundy
You're
yums.
You're just making noises.
What's all this?
And they're eggy waggies.
Sorry. Okay. Loading the correct article.
The www.bigblackcocks.com.
/news.
Don't just go to the news section of Big Black Cocks. Because that's the section where you're going to get all your wind formation, as I like to call
all
it.
All right, perfect. Did the hacktivist group Anonymous go too far in the KKK?
They all use it. Everyone uses it.
It's the right word. With a promise that this is just the beginning, the international hacktivist group Anonymous continued to control the Ku Klux Klan's online presence on Tuesday, days after the KKK threatened to hurt potential protesters in Ferguson, Missouri. On social media, many celebrated the online group's actions. The anonymous
actions.
The anonymous cyber war stated during
the anonymous cyber sex.
Cyber war started during
I've
the weekend.
I've done some anonymous cyber sex. I'll tell you that.
It's the best kind of cyber sex.
Do you have
anonymous?
Kick? Sorry.
When the group issued a warning to any political rioters waiting for a grand jury decision on possible charges against Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson, who shot and killed an unarmed black teenager Michael Brown in August.
What's bothering me and Sean were noticing it. There are people on Facebook going, yeah, you can't fuck with Anonymous.
Wait, they
you
killed
can't
a
fuck.
Black teenager? That's horrible.
You haven't heard about this?
What?
Where have you been?
What
we
happened?
Talked about it on the show.
What are you paying attention to? Yeah.
They killed Bobby Brown, I think. That's, isn't it Bobby Brown and Ferguson, right?
That's terrible.
Using hashtags, hashtag OPKKK and hashtag
you know, well,
hoods
OPKKK
off.
OPKKK doesn't work as well.
anonymous unhooded alleged Klan members online, providing links to social media accounts which contain their photos, addresses, phone numbers, ages, workplaces, and photos of their children.
You know, why not?
Anonymous does some fucked up shit sometimes, but when they do good things, it's so awesome. It's so good.
Like, most Twitter users appeared supportive of Anonymous. I dare say that at Ku Klux Klan USA will remember the 16th of November. Bravo, Anonymous, bravo. After back and forth taunting in which the KKK wrote, "We are continuing to read Anonymous's threats with much amusement," and "I thought Anons were all about free speech, cowards," Anonymous gained access to the KKK website and took over its Twitter account.
And finally, here's a unicorn. Was the last picture they posted on at Klutz Klan USA. It's just a picture of a magical unicorn with a rainbow behind it. They're so annoying.
They're so annoying.
They're so amazing.
They're such assholes.
They're amazing. They're my favorite. I love it. I love what they do. They just take on people and they make them look like asses. It's great.
But what we're saying is on Facebook, people are like, "Yeah, don't fuck with us." First off, you can't say you're part of Anonymous because it's like Fight Club. If you admit it, you're already not part of it. Being part of Anonymous means remaining anonymous. So you're not a hacktivist. You don't even know. You're still using Windows NT. Don't pretend you're a fucking hacktivist on Facebook, you asshole. Leave it to the professionals.
Do you even code, bro?
Anonymous ended up releasing this statement. "We are not attacking you because of what you believe in, as we fight for freedom of speech. We are attacking..."
I got world. It. "We are Anonymous."
What is this?
It's a video Anonymous launched. I'm playing the audio from it.
They launched a video?
Yeah, they do this now. They're professionals.
Here it is. "KKK, it has came to our unfortunate attention that you have been interfering with Anonymous. We are not attacking you because of what you believe in, as we fight for freedom of speech. We are attacking you because of your threats to use lethal attacks against us at the Ferguson protests. Due to your actions, we have started Operation KKK. The aim of our operation is nothing more than cyber warfare. Anything you upload will be taken down. Anything you use to promote the KKK will be shut down. DDoS attacks have already been sent and have infiltrated your..."
Now that's denial of service attacks, where they basically overflow a website so you can't use it.
"Servers over the past 2 days. DOX attacks have also been launched on leaders of the KKK. All information retrieved will be given to the public. You messed with our family and now we will mess with yours."
Oh, they're posting addresses?
They're posting addresses.
Oh, fuck. They do not...
"Let the cyber war begin."
They do not fuck around.
"We are a legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Ku Klux Klan, you should have expected us."
Well, see, a bunch of hillbillies shouldn't have fucked with someone that could destroy your life, literally. I don't understand why people mess with these guys. I'm not scared of many things, but I am scared of them.
No, I would not fuck with them.
I am
There's
not
no
scared
point.
Of many things, but I am scared of them.
Because they get
Do
shit
think
done.
That they're ever going to capture or find out the whereabouts of these like leaders
no.
of...
There is no leaders.
Anonymous is like
it's
Hydra.
Like
the main people is what...
Anonymous
I don't know how to word this properly.
Is like Hydra. You cut one head off, two more grow. It's not one person. It's a lot of people.
And it's not
It'll
even...
never go away. You can't. It's like
a swarm, dude.
It's like roaches.
I don't
think
like there is one person.
No, there isn't one. There
like
isn't a leader. There isn't
like,
a leader.
It's a weird little network where like one person will say, "Hey, this is what's going on." And then they'll tell the rest of the group. And if the rest of the group goes,
"Okay,
okay, sure," or "Okay, no," then, you know, yeah. It's
are
a
you,
weird
are you,
dichotomy
are you,
of these
are
guys.
Are you in the group?
It's a collective.
You can't
it's
talk
not...
about Anonymous. That's the first rule. Like Fight Club.
Dutch, you can tell me. Are you an Anonymous? Dutch?
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
He's not.
Does that mean yes?
None of us are.
Or are we?
None of us are.
I'm a hacktivist.
Here's the thing. If you were an Anonymous, would you ever admit it?
No. That's the point.
Exactly, because you know that your name is getting out there. And everybody's like, "Yeah, I was part of the group that fucking did that."
You know
there's a couple people out there that like admit that they're with Anonymous.
Yeah, liars right. on Facebook.
To other Anonymous people,
and
sure.
And those people get discredited.
It's probably dangerous
down.
To do so.
Yeah, I would not want to claim
it's
that
fucking
if I was
scary,
a
the thing. They could ruin your life.
How did they start up again?
I was just going to ask that. Where do they live predominantly? Reddit or 4chan?
4chan mostly. Reddit is okay. They have their own thing, but mostly 4chan. Because 4chan's like really 100% anonymous. So. Yeah. A fun Phoenix story, not Florida, so we don't have to play the Florida song. Mom accused...
Everyone from Phoenix is Phoenix stupid.
Phoenix is stupid.
Yeah. Everyone from Phoenix is dumb.
I might not be the greatest bi, but next to you, my IQ's high.
Greatest bi?
He's the greatest.
Yeah, because he's good. From Phoenix.
He's our greatest bi.
He's our greatest bi, guys. All right, here we go.
If we had a desert, here's how it'd blow.
The Phoenix mom will not be able to see her children as she fights child abuse charges. It's all because she allegedly gave her own kids an over-the-counter sleep aid.
I'm releasing you on supervised release.
Shelby Henriksen was in court today, and she's accused of...
They took that one... I'm sorry, the story's terrible, but they took that one little sound drop. They could have just said that. I'm releasing you on blah, blah. They didn't need to pull that drop. They could have just said...
And I release you.
Sorry.
Giving her 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 10-month-old Z-Quil, which is meant for adults. Meh. The product's packaging even says that it should not be given to children younger...
Unless they're being really annoying.
...than the age of 12.
Meh. Giving them sleep aids has been shown to cause them...
Is this guy trying to seduce me?
Maybe. I think that guy's on a sleep aid.
Yeah, really.
He's on a Quaalude. He's the only doctor with Quaaludes left. Seriously.
Frank Lovechico is his name.
To be, you know, moody, disoriented, you know, for lack of a better word, ruining the next day, becoming very lethargic the next day.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a kid. Okay. You're just being a kid.
They ruin lives.
That's terrible.
And welcome to NPR Radio.
No, don't do that.
There's potentials for aspiration or swelling secretions, developing pneumonia. So it's not encouraged.
The 10-month-old baby reportedly had nicotine in his system as well. The three kids are now in state custody.
Because the baby was like to smoke some Camels to get the edge off. What's the big deal? You know, is that a problem?
They were just trying to keep their baby underweight, so it grew up skinny.
Yeah.
By the way, any parent listening to this story goes, oh, yeah, I can totally see why you would want to give your kids.
Anyway, NyQuil. The secret is you give them Benadryl because that's for under ages 10. So that's fine. You do it legally by giving them Benadryl.
The
Duh.
Secret is you just put a drop of some alcohol, something 151 in a thing of juice. Take a whole sippy cup full of juice and take one little tiny drop of 151 and then drop it in that sippy cup and then shake it up and give it to the kid. The kid's out by 7 o'clock and you're free for the rest of the night. It's not a big deal.
Did your parents do the Jack Daniels or any kind of whiskey thing when you were kids? Like when you were teething?
No.
Oh, no, for teething, but yeah, that's another remedy that you could use it for teething.
Yeah, they did that, and then they found out that just by letting us have shots, that made us sleep all night.
It was gin. You take.
You were just taking shots?
We had gin.
According to my mother.
At what age were you taking shots, Touch?
I just,
probably like...
No, shots! You mumbled on shots! It wasn't full shots!
It wasn't full shots. It's like she would... She would do the whole, like, putting the thing on my gums, but you know how mothers are when they just want to sleep and their dumb little babies are sitting there crying all night. You don't want to just... They put a little extra on their finger and kind of pour
right,
it in.
Right, and then so they put it in a shot glass and pour it down your throat. I get it.
Exactly.
New York City to ditch payphones.
New York City?
Can we not do that? Because I don't like that place.
To ditch payphones?
Yeah. Why?
Well,
with one of us, you mess with all of us!
Where are there...
Oh, you mean homeless bathrooms.
Homeless bathrooms.
Where are we going to change into our superhero costumes?
Yeah, where
or
are there
make
payphones?
Movies that are based solely around someone in said pay booth.
Maybe Matt Hickman was going to tell us.
Doubtful.
The Big Apple's Big Apple, guys. The Windy City.
The Big Easy?
The Big Easy.
The City Never Sleeps?
City of Angels.
City of Brotherly Love?
Mm-hmm, the Twin Cities.
The City of HIV.
Mm-hmm. The Big Apple's dwindling payphone population will soon all but vanish, replaced with charging stations equipped with wireless hotspots. Now,
that sounds nice.
While the days of crazy-eyed quarter-clutching New Yorkers crowding around public payphone, this guy's seen Taxi too many times. Hey, buddy, you think you could hurry up? Are things of the past? A just-announced communication scheme with all five boroughs may usher in a new wave of jostling and shade-throwing at curbside kiosks. There's, however, one huge difference. No quarters or call and collect will be involved. Unlike the pilot initiative in London, in which a handful of cities' iconic phone booths have been painted green and converted into solar-powered gadget charging stations.
Solar panels. Gadget charging? What kind of gadgets?
Go-go gadget charging.
Go-go gadget dick. I get it. What gadgets do they need to charge?
I need to charge my portable drone.
Okay.
A gadget.
I'll get you next time, gadget.
Claw needs to charge his hand. See, he does. I need to charge my boombox so I can hold it on my side on the subways
people
as they see in movies.
In England are carrying around boombox.
Yeah, or they call them jamly boxes, I believe.
We call them jamity bing booms.
Yeah, jamity bing booms is what they're called in England. I'm pretty sure they're called jamity bing booms.
And what other gadgets do these English
bastards? Oh, well, they have a flippity floop soups.
Uh-huh. Hmm?
We got tickety talks on our wristwatches.
Tickety talks. They got to charge your tickety talks. You know that. It's very, everyone knows it. Everyone knows
we
it.
We got blowers in our pockets.
See? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have to charge their coin that has the queen on it. So they have to press it every hour when they have tea to hail the queen. Right, guys? I know about England. I know how England works. Pretty sure.
Charge your phones and step in time. Charge your phones and step in time.
No.
Never been a reason. Never been a rhyme.
No, I don't think
you know what's not annoying? The TVs in the back of all the taxis in New York.
I don't know.
Oh, so God, annoying. Yeah, those. Ugh.
Instead, more than 7,000 of the city's existing outdoor payphones will be completely removed and replaced with so-called Lynx Wi-Fi emitting charging stations where the public can make free domestic calls, access a range of city services, and be tracked by the government. The last part I added, but let's face it, that's what's going to happen.
It feels like you're reading a story from 2000 and late at this point, because I thought that it was already done. No, every city just took out
public
phones.
Last time I was worthless. There, there were still public phones in New York. And that was recently. What's more, each ADA compliant Lynx station will include a tactical keypad with Braille lettering, a dedicated 911 button, a headphone jack, a blender, a margarita maker, a ninja suit. Okay, I'm adding things here, but it's ridiculous at this point. We get it. It has lots of things.
You added the margarita maker, didn't
and the
you?
Ninja suit. They're not going to have ninja suits.
No, that's standard. Mm-hmm.
A pair of used jeans.
Great whistle.
Only one left shoe. A spatula. A poster. Two light bulbs. It's really
dirty underwear. Yeah.
It's unclear what exactly will become of old payphones. I assume they'll be used to strangle homeless people. That's not even a thing. Yeah, you could strangle homeless people.
Can they recycle them into some sort of torture chamber?
Ooh, like a saw trap? I get it.
Torture chamber?
Like a suicide box?
That's having sex with someone who's HIV positive.
Maybe if you put
I get it.
Maybe if you put all the old payphones together, you can make a super
payphone. That will attack all humanity at my whim. I will control this payphone machine.
And then go to super payphone heaven.
Uh-huh. With I will join by human. Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
In heaven.
No, what I was going to say is you could use it to make some sort of time travel machine.
Uh-huh.
With phones.
The last two scenarios are most likely. Remember that movie with Colin Farrell, Payphone, where the whole movie was him in a payphone?
Colin Farrell.
I can't believe that movie got made.
It was so bad.
How would they be able to make that movie if they got rid of all the phone booths?
It would be called Wi-Fi Hotspot Booth.
Oh.
It'd be really fun.
It's wordy.
It would be called
Docking Station.
Now we're
That's
talking.
That's a gay porn version. It's unclear what exactly will become of the old payphones. We already said that.
What happens in that porn?
A sizable army of 10,000 Lynx NYC wireless hotspots, slender and statuesque at nearly 10 feet tall, will be key components of what Mayor Bill de Blasio describes as the largest and fastest municipal Wi-Fi network in the world.
And then they can take us all.
And the network available 24/7 will be fast. I doubt it. 100 times faster than the average municipal Wi-Fi. Doubt it.
Powered by Bright House. Fuck you.
And while the fancy new aluminum kiosks, iconically designed connection points, guaranteed they're going to partner with somebody. So every time you log in, you have to see an Olive Garden ad or something. City Bridge, the entity won a bid to install gadget charging Wi-Fi hubs. Oh, by the way, something else you could rent over there, the bicycles in New York, where you could like rent a bike.
Because
I want to rent a portable ass seat that I'm going to share with other people. It sounds fun.
Why not?
Share with other hemorrhoid sufferers. Extended members of the city. It's expected that the scheme will generate an estimated. I love it when they call it a scheme. That makes me sound trustworthy.
This is going to have like a glass touchscreen.
I just said it. It will generate an estimated $500 million in ad revenue for the city over the first 12 years. New York City taxpayers will not in any way foot the bill because, let's face it, they're broke. and an installation of this snazzy ad fleshing beanstalks design. Okay, we get it, New York. But, I mean, first off, there's going to be graffiti all over them. Secondly, they're going to only work probably 2% of the time. Haven't you noticed anything you put in public will break and it will not just work? It's not going to happen.
How many are going to be ripped out of the cement and stolen?
All of them.
Someone's going to have it in their house. Them,
like, why would they?
Yeah, they could use them. Sure, why not? You could use them to kill a homeless guy.
I'd beat him to death with
where
it.
Where is that?
You could use it to pee on, to poop on. You could use it to pretend it's a big, long skateboard and you're surfing the interwebs.
Yeah, you're literally. Not allowed to have guns over there, so you need some sort of weapon.
Yeah.
You got to beat somebody
Nunchucks,
to death with
maybe,
something.
Throwing stars. I mean, I'm just thinking of weapons you should have in New York City. Every citizen there should have at least 5 throwing stars. Am I right, guys? Everyone with me?
Yep.
Vote for Royce, 2015. Every throwing stars for all
citizens.
How's
that going, by the way?
It's going all right. It's going good.
Yeah, it's going.
He's gotten one vote.
Well, no, the votes haven't happened
yet. He hasn't convinced Sean yet.
Yeah, and it's nobody in the house either.
It's really hard
Sean's
for me
on
to
the
get
fence.
Off
Sean's
the fence.
On the fence. It's true.
It's so hard for me to get off
it's
the
true.
Fence.
Oh, speaking of, this is a fun Florida story. The write-in votes came in for Florida. Let me see if I can pull it up here.
Everyone from Florida is
Everyone from Florida is dumb.
I feel like Marie's the only one who likes
this. I might be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum. Strum, 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 strum.
All right, I'm still trying to find the story. Sorry.
All right, well, then we'll just have to keep listening to Pitbull.
Uh-huh. You got it? Go ahead, read it.
Mickey Mouse and other weird write-in votes in Orange County.
Because this is what we do. By the way, Sean did get a couple votes.
Mickey Mouse.
Orlando. Uh-huh. I know what I'm going to do.
Holando.
I'll write in Mickey Mouse for president. Chances are you've actually heard someone proclaim they would write in Mickey Mouse's name on a ballot as a protest to the other candidates that are running for office. Would you believe, though, that this actually happened?
Yes. Yes. Vote Sean Waters.
And thank you, Marie, for voting Waters. For me. I appreciate Sorry. Your votes. And would you believe that Mickey Mouse...
I can't believe you didn't get water, Commissioner.
Who turned 86 years old today. People don't get the correlation because they can't spell. Spelling's not a thing that people do. That's what spell check's for. Isn't it the is. Only name that gets written in on election day? All right.
Wow, Mickey got 273 write-in votes in Orange County?
Yep.
Yes.
Huh.
Let's see here.
People do know that Mickey Mouse is just a 5-foot-tall woman that's in the suit, right?
What?
What?
Are you
Why
serious?
Do you ruin children's dreams?
Why are you ruining my
is she
life?
Single?
You don't even know what she looks like. Why are you asking?
It doesn't matter. She's wearing a suit.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, here's another fun one. Alfred E. Newman, the Mad Magazine fame, 5 votes for school board chair.
Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Like Tina Gay.
Barack Obama for Florida House District 46.
Well, he already has a job.
Darth Vader got 7 votes.
Finally.
That's awesome.
Kanye West got 1 vote for school board chair and 1 vote for commissioner of agriculture.
What the fuck? What is going on
Has
in Orange County?
Has that ever happened where, like, someone got, like, a bazillion votes and, like, they ended up, like, getting, like sworn in even though they didn't, like, run?
Luke Skywalker, 5 votes.
Luke Skywalker got 5 votes.
Oh, yeah. Well, Megatron and Optimus Prime got 11 write-in votes for...
Thank God.
They lowballed them. They should have gotten more than that.
Mr. 2 Bits, legendary Florida baiter, gave masturbators.
4 bits, 6 bits, $1, something, something, stand up and whatever.
Holler.
Tom Sawyer.
Song or the character?
Not, and it says here, not clear of the Mark Twain character or Rush song.
Wow.
Got one vote.
Wow, okay.
Wile E. Coyote, campaign material supplied in election division, Acme Corporation. Voters also took a right opportunity to offer other suggestions. Some of the submissions are a moderate, almost literally anyone else, any non-politician, any other crook, anyone with sense, can't even choose a lesser evil, dismantle the school board, eliminate the position. My cat would be better than Scott or Chris. Wait,
hold on a second. This is just in like
this is Orange
elections.
County. This is only
this is where we live.
Orange County.
Yes.
This is where we live. This is wow. what people wrote in our ballots.
Someone How many people do you think live in that area? Like if you had to guesstimate.
Oh,
5?
In what? Orange County?
10 yeah. maybe?
25 at least.
I mean, there's
at least 25.
There's at
people.
Least 3 in this house.
There's 3 here. How many houses? Like 10 houses here? Like 30 people.
Yeah.
So maybe
eliminate
like, what,
the position.
Quarters, a million, that kind of thing.
Dutch, I don't know, but I'll tell you, someone did write in someone better than these shit choices.
Shh. as of 2010, the census was 1.2 million people in Orange County.
That's still a good chunk of the population, yep, who actually would take time out of their day, you know, out of the voting population, who would actually write something like that, you know, go out of the way to put that nonsense down. Like, how bad are the choices there?
God and Jesus got 6 votes.
It's Florida. There's some pretty bad choices out here.
Yeah, I guess so.
I've always noticed that the people that run for office have the worst names, and like, and while they have like the whole like election process, you have to look at their name at like every single block. It's like, I'm not voting for you that had that stupid name.
Speaking of stupid names,
one of the stupid names in this was a judge that was running whose last name was Duckworth, and he had pictures of ducks all over his campus,
all over Orange County.
He's like, I'm like Duckworth. That shit. Vote for Duckworth. But there was another one that I told Royce, I'm like, Royce, I really think this guy has the best politician name of all time. There was a guy that was running for office here that was Daniel Webster.
Hey, God, this is even better than a DuckTales episode, Brian.
How do you have that?
Thank you.
How do you have that?
How do you not?
How do you have that?
Why do you guys ask me this question every week?
How do you have that?
That's a good point.
Because you have a new ridiculous bit that you shouldn't have. Every week.
No, these are new. These are all old, saved up.
Marie,
stuff
what was that guy's name again?
Radio.
No, there's a guy. He's a U.S. representative. His name's Daniel Webster. I'm like, wait, Daniel Webster, the guy that was like during the Revolutionary War, Daniel Webster, the exact same guy.
Yeah.
He's been dead for like 200 years.
He has.
It's incredible. He was born in 1782.
Wow,
Daniel
he's really
Webster.
Old to be running.
Right. Like, if you had the name Daniel Webster, I guess I'd run for politics, too. It'd be like the same thing as having a name George Washington or John Hancock.
Like, there was one down here. Her name was Lucy Dickler. District Mayor 21 or something like that.
There's not a Lucy Dickler. There's not. There's not a Lucy Dickler.
Lucy Dickler, are you really?
Yeah. I'd vote for Lucy Dickler.
Is that a thing? Like...
Lucy Goosey's hard on dick. It's good. I'd vote for her.
Sounds good. I'm gonna see if I can find the Duckworth sign.
Why? Oh, speaking of delicious animals, PETA snatches family dogs from porch. PETA accused of snatching a pet dog from family's front yard, driving it away, then killing it before returning with a fruit basket to apologize.
What?
Daily Mail. UK. PETA accused of, I'll read it again. PETA accused of snatching a pet dog from a family's front yard, driving away with it, then killing it before returning with a fruit basket to apologize.
No!
All right, I need details. Is there video or just
I have audio, I believe. Give me one moment.
Wait, how nice of a fruit basket was it?
Well, I don't know what was included.
And what kind of a dog was it?
This, a van marked PETA. Backs into the driveway, a worker gets out, walks up to his porch, and carries Maya away.
I was angry. Yeah, I was angry because...
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's all that's
I was not the
video?
Dominant animal.
I was angry because I wasn't expecting anybody to kill my dog. Sorry.
I was like, why is someone killing my dog?
It's a chihuahua. I mean, to be fair, they need to all die anyway.
You know what? I'm on the side with the PETA guy.
Footage dated October 18th shows a PETA van pulling up to a house's driveway. A woman is seen getting out, approaching the home, then leaving moments later with something in her arms. Despite dozens of requests to comment from local national media, the group is yet to issue a statement.
No statement, but here's this fruit basket.
They reported to the police and local sheriff's larceny charges. Virginia has a specific provision in law for the theft of dogs or other domestic animals, but after the case was passed on to the Commonwealth Attorney's Office to handle, it was dropped because the evidence was not strong enough. PETA has a history.
There's video evidence. How's that not strong enough?
I can't see any evidence in this fruit basket that says
PETA has a history
dog.
Of killing a large percentage of animals in its possession, a process defense because it claims to be the shelters of last resort.
Wait. That's a real thing?
No, yeah, I know. PETA kills more animals than any organization in the United States. That's fact.
What the
100%
fuck
fact.
Are they? How?
They're euthanizing them, right?
Yeah, they're euthanizing them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking animals that are suffering and they euthanize them. That's
right, like off of porches. When an aggressive, unsocialized dog...
Did it belong to a Mexican?
It was on a...
It's a chihuahua.
Yeah, it's a chihuahua.
It wasn't suffering, though.
It's the biggest piece of shit dogs in the world.
Yeah, I know. It's an oversized
piece of shit
rat.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
It's an oversized rat. That's all it is. It's just a rodent, a large rodent with floppy ears. You should kill it.
No, they're cute.
No, they're obnoxious.
Not cute.
They're mean-spirited, and they're pieces of shit. Annual stepping on them.
Annual reports of PETA track records caring for animals show that more than 97% of creatures in its care are killed. Some 1,792 animals were put to death at headquarters in Norfolk, Virginia in 2013, pushing the total death toll, which has risen further since beyond 31,000. So, yeah, they killed the dogs, but they just took
them. That's Alan's dog.
Next thing, she's going to walk into your house and just take your dog.
Don't do it.
Now, they obviously haven't said anything, but, like, is there any more to the audio clip? Like, no, does the guy
for whatever
say,
reason,
like,
the audio
the
clip
is?
Ended there.
They cut the Mexican off short.
That was literally the end of it.
I swear to you, I'll play it again if you want, but that's all that was in it.
That, wow, okay.
Very odd.
Yeah, very odd. I was angry. Thanks, Jose.
No.
That's all that's in 11 seconds.
Look, Jose!
They're just large mice. They're rats. Large
Jose!
Rats.
Jose!
See, that cat looks like it should be killing that large, oversized mouse next to it.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Kill it. Kill it, kitty. Kill it. You're supposed to kill things. Kill it.
Don't kill the chihuahuas. They're cute and small and are afraid of everything.
I just want to see that cat kill it.
New Jersey cop hunts down woman who let her dog urinate on $2,000 worth of Lane Bryant clothing.
Who buys $2,000 worth of Lane Bryant?
I will show you a picture.
I will answer you. Fat woman does.
Was it like on their front lawn? Like who does that?
There's a picture of her.
Yep. She buys Lane Bryant.
Wait, she's the cop?
She's the dog owner. Meet Theresa Tumbleson. You can't be fat and name Tumbleson. You can't.
Theresa Tumbleson?
You can't.
There's certain names that just sound fat.
Theresa Tumbleson. Because
she was heavier than Tusa Tumbleson.
Oh, God. Come on. She's Theresa. I get it. I like it. Theresa Tumbleson. Police are on the lookout for the 35-year-old.
I found her. She's the big fat one.
She's a fat one over there. Stop body shaming her. Police are on the lookout.
Sorry, they had to cut her off halfway through her double chin.
This is fucking terrible. Police are on the lookout for the 35-year-old New Jerseyan who allegedly allowed her...
Of course, it's New Jersey.
Who allegedly... New Jersey, making Florida look better. New Jerseyan who allegedly allowed her small dog to urinate on 14 dresses and 11 pairs of pants at Lane Bryant. According to investigators, Tumbleson and her pooch yesterday entering a Lane Bryant store...
I Tumbleson for ya.
She went into a Lane... Okay,
In Toms River around 1 p.m., cops reported proceeded to urinate on the garments, causing more than $2,000 in damage.
Nah.
After the dog...
How's a dog going to pee on more than 5 pieces of clothing?
It was a sprayer.
They were stacked. After the dog soiled the clothing, store personnel asked Tumbleson to leave the business. Really, that's what it takes? But she became belligerent and refused, prompted workers to dial 911. After officers arrived...
I will let my dog pee anywhere I want.
You can't tell my dog what to do.
That sounds exactly like how she looks.
Yep.
Joel had it nailed it.
Even though she's in New Jersey.
As officers arrived at Lane Bryant, Tumbleson sped away in her Chevrolet Malibu.
Tumble away?
Eventually running several red lights while being pursued by the officers.
It turned into a high-speed car chase?
Yep. Due to the wet roadway and fear of the pursuit that could imply officers discontinued chase. In addition to charges stemming from Lane Bryant incident, Tumbleson will have face counts of eluding police obstruction when she is apprehended. Bail has already been set for $30,000.
How much?
What clothing have you ever peed on?
Aside from shitting on myself last weekend, no peeing, but.
Well, you've never gotten into a Lane Bryant and peed on things?
No, I have not done that yet. No. Yet.
John, I have something for you to do.
It's a doo-doo.
John, walk into a Lane Bryant and urinate everywhere.
Just pee on a dress and record it.
The top comment on that article was, this is Mama June's long-lost sister.
Well,
no, she's a lot hotter than Mama June. By the way, any update on the story?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything.
No new update yet, no.
Yeah, you were obsessed with that for a little while.
Well, I'm obsessed with it because stuff was coming out. Now stuff isn't coming out, and I'm bored and don't care.
Okay, well, never mind.
What happened?
Oh, Jezebel.com. New dating app is the latest to try to weed out shitbags.
Oh, Sean's not allowed in.
Shitbags?
Yeah. Yeah,
like you and me, like bro. You.
Let's see how fast we can get Dutch out of the... Bags. Oh, okay. Sean, Joel, and John, you're all single. Get into this app and then see how long it takes for you to get kicked out.
How do you know I'm single?
Bag? Yeah.
The Grade is the latest in a steady stream of dating apps to launch this. Solomon swears that the dating will be different for women if they just come along and try this one. Touted in a press release as the first dating platform to ban users who fail to meet quality standards and receive failing grades. So body shaming men is fine.
It is totally fine.
Wait a minute. Like how? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Grade makes use of some secret algorithm, which is fake, that assigns actual letter grades to users. How? Just like you can fail at school, you can fail dating. The letter grades are assigned using information like popularity, how often you're liked.
Oh, God, guys, please sign up for this.
How often you respond to matches.
That is great.
And message quality, how full of misspellings and idiotic comments your messages are.
Oh, my God, please sign up.
That is a brilliant idea.
No, brilliant. Yeah, I guess.
Please sign up.
What website is this?
It's called The Grade. It's an app. Download it.
Right, but the thing is, I wouldn't want to date any woman who uses this. So yeah. I wouldn't use this. Because they already sound like conceited cuckolds.
Well, do women get grades too?
No, it's... Well, I mean, it says... The Grade makes use of secret algorithm that assigns letter grades just like you can fail the letters or whatever. According to The Grade, if you don't have a passing grade between A+ and D, you're expelled from the app. Expulsions can be appealed. After doing research, a.k.a. reading this weblog you're currently on, the app's founder found that recurring theme, particularly from... Women on the mobile app says was that they were unhappy with the quantity of low quality daters and the frequency inappropriate hostile and sexual suggestion messages.
No, I got it.
Low
okay,
quality
guys,
daters.
Social experiment right now. We have three dudes that are single on here.
Name them.
Sean, Dutch, John. Okay, three of you guys, we could do three things where one of you tries extra hard to sound super smart and be good and be above and beyond person, one person right. does it really super
let's
dumb,
let Dutch try
and then
that.
One person just tries to be themselves.
Okay, let's do that.
All right,
just copy and paste my OK Cupid ad.
Well, no, John, we're going to start fresh with a new app.
Hold on, if we're going to be doing this bit, I'm all for it. Like, who's going to be what?
Well, you guys get to pick. Which one do you want to try?
I think let's have John be himself.
Okay, John, be yourself. Dutch, okay. Do you want to be overachiever or underachiever?
What do you guys think is better, me or Sean, as far as either role goes? I'm cool with either.
All right, Dutch, you get kicked off. Sean, try to be super smart and overly intelligent.
So all right. Be himself.
Right.
I'll be an asshole.
Annoyingly intelligent, I get it.
Right. Just use the biggest word. If they really do count
spellings.
Just talk
down to everybody. Just talk down to everybody.
If any girl likes me, be like, hey, can I grab some butt?
All right, well, the Grade is not available on Android.
It's only for iPhone, sorry.
Oh, man.
Ah, what a piece of shit-ass garbage is this horse cock.
This is not good.
What happened?
What?
So that being said, I would definitely not want to be on this app if I had to deal with people judging me that own iPhones.
Well, they just haven't developed
it. I don't have an iPhone. I'm out.
You don't have a phone?
No, none of us have iPhones because iPhones are dumb.
I like this bit, though, Maria. I think we should definitely do this when they release this for the Android market.
Okay, let's remember this. Remember this, guys.
Yeah, jot it down.
We're not going to remember this.
We're totally going to remember this.
We're not going to remember
this.
I'm
going to try as hard as I can not to remember this.
What else do they list as, like, caveats?
I already closed it.
Kicked out?
I already closed it.
Well, they have beluga.
Damn it.
Baby beluga.
Whales.
That's caviar.
Oh.
Not caviar. He said caveats. You're naming caviar.
Oh, does that mean I get a lower grade on this app?
Yeah, because you don't know what caviar is.
Yeah, you're kind of dumb.
You got an F.
Damn it.
You passed, but you know what you got, right? F+.
Come on, doesn't that make me slightly intelligent that I could name a specific type of caviar? That's what rich people eat.
Name two. What's your second
smaller
favorite caviar?
Smaller beluga caviar?
No, you can't. That's no.
Row.
Isn't there only two?
Death Row Records. They make caviar now.
Okay, I'm going to Google other types of caviar.
No, do not Google it. No one cares. People are scamming Walmart. Well, you know how Walmart has a price matching thing?
No, never heard of it.
They have to price match Amazon. Well, what people are doing is they're making fake listings.
Rolling. Keep those prices rolling. Remember that rollback commercial?
They're making
when he was a cowboy.
They're making fake listings.
I used to be called that when I was a kid. I used to be called Tumbleweed because I was very thin and very small. And at one point, my brother Jake said that I was so light that I would blow away in the wind. So my siblings found that hilarious. So they would sing "Rollin', Rollin', Rollin', Keep That Jolly Rollin'," and I cried.
Aww.
There's beluga caviar and ostrich caviar and ceruga caviar and there's types. So there's malasol and salted and pressed and pasteurized caviars.
People are scamming Walmart with bogus cheap PS4 listings. What they're doing is you can make listings on Amazon. They're saying Amazon's selling PS4s for $89, going to Walmart, and people are basically buying PS4s for $89. Now they're worth about $500 or $400, something like that, right, John?
That's smart.
Yeah,
they have to do the price matching thing.
They have to do the price matching thing.
So if you just
are they putting a stop to this or?
Well, apparently they're going to now. I believe so. Update: Walmart has responded to the scams with a company spokesperson. We launched online price matching. Okay, hold on. Before I read this, let's see how many times they say how great they are for doing something they should have done for years. We launched an online price matching because it's the right thing to do for our customers.
One.
It's making meaningful difference for people who want to feel confident what they're getting.
Two.
For getting the best prices.
Three.
We're committed to matching online prices going forward.
Four.
At the same time, we can't tolerate fraud or attempts to trick our cashiers.
Five.
This kind of activity is unfair to the millions of customers who count on us every day.
Six.
Five.
With this in mind, we're going to pay our employees less and make them all go on food stamps. No.
That sounds awful.
With this in mind, we've updated our policy to clarify that we will match prices for Walmart.com and 30 major online realtors, but won't honor prices for marketplace vendors, third-party sellers, auction sites, or sites requiring membership.
Yeah, like, they're stupid for saying that that you can do price matching for Amazon and eBay, because those are always going to be the cheapest prices, because most of the people that are on those websites, they're not authorized dealers, and they're not setting their price according to the vendor. So they can... They're fucking Walmart's
Here's
retarded.
Here's my favorite top comment. I personally can't believe that anyone would do this. This shows that some people just have no integrity whatsoever.
We know that the Waltons are the richest family in America.
I mean, it's so easy why, from Walmart. It's so
do
easy.
You understand their business model? It's not dumb for them to do that. It's brilliant for them to do that, because that means that they're still getting money out of their pocket. They're still...
No matter what, nobody can.
Oh, I know. No matter what,
nobody can beat Walmart's bottom line, because Walmart, what they do is they just write shit off.
Yes, they can. Have so much. I can tell you someone that can steal it: people who rob things.
They don't. You can't beat Walmart's bottom line.
And every one of their Sean, to go with what you're saying, yeah. They also have that whole thing of a they have a 100% no questions asked return policy, because that doesn't hurt them at all. They send it back to the vendors, because any vendor that they have that sells inside of their stores have to sign an agreement that says any returns, it's on you, not us.
Right.
Wow.
They can write shit off. They have ways around. They'll just take the loss. It's not, because it's not really a loss to them. They're insured for so much every year, so they have to destroy so much shit
it would
every
probably
year.
Probably cost them more to like say no and then to take the hit.
Somebody else here, another comment. And sooner or later, online price matching will be gone forever. Thanks. Great idea, trolls. Hey, you know what? Stores are going to be gone in a little while, because you don't need to go to Walmart anymore. I could get the same thing and not be around smelly people on Amazon.com in 2 days. I'd rather wait 2 days than have to, or one day if I want to pay $3.99, instead of walk into a Walmart where it's basically, if sadness was a store, that's what Walmart is.
Ew.
Any place that sells snow tires and condoms at the same place is either a truck stop or the worst place to be.
Yeah, but they also sell guns.
Nah, I don't know anymore.
No?
They sell bullets.
Yep.
They don't sell like BB guns or some shit?
They sell BB guns, yes, but not regular guns.
But in place of where they had the gun racks are now
they have hand grenades.
Fishing rods.
Oh. Humongous hand grenades.
What do you mean gun racks?
Coming up, I don't have a gun or many guns to necessitate a gun rack. Coming up next, it's someone play me some outro music here. The Red Show. Make sure you stay tuned to our friends P-Rock and Footer.
Or else what?
I told him to call in.
They don't listen.
He's not gonna call in.
One,
you gotta use effort.
They don't listen to you.
Yeah, you're no one. No one's their boss. They're a bunch of wild horses.
Rebels.
They really are
rogues,
internet.
Aren't they?
They cannot be tamed.
There you go. There's your outro music, Wild Horses.
No, this is going to be outro music. Do we have a neglected hippo text?
Wild rogues.
Renegades. Any neglected hippo text? Anything?
Are you looking at me?
I'm looking
Dutch's
at anybody.
Job.
Anybody?
I thought that was became all of them.
Tumbleweed would be a sniper character. Badass nickname.
I like that.
Tumbleweed. I will skate along with my C grade on this app.
Oh, there you go.
I used to actually say these. Anybody else?
I've got guns and mall flexes. Guys, stay tuned for the Red Show coming up next. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. MLR Live 3 coming up April. More details coming soon. We'll let you know. Thanks for listening.
Give Michael Bay the Lord of the Rings franchise. It's time to make the remake of those movies.
Fuck you, Texie.
That was actually Domino's, isn't it? One day they woke me up and so I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your choice.